when it's peaceful, you can keep the focus on the issue that you're trying to deal with. When it becomes violent, all you're focused on is violence, and it just creates more.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that the mayor said yesterday at his press conference, and thinking about law enforcement response to a peaceful protest as opposed to an unlawful riot, and sympathy and sentiment and support for the injustice and the cause of fixing it. We have all kinds of things to talk about with Chip Simmons, who is a chief deputy for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. You know, we live in, on the one hand, troubled times in this country for a variety of reasons, but we're still America. We still have an unbelievable amount of good things and normal, ordinary, routine things that happen all the time. You were one of the first public people here in the Pensacola area, especially law enforcement, to really come out with a strong statement about the George Floyd case. And I wanted to give you a chance, since you and I haven't talked about it since last Tuesday, I wanted to give you a chance to kind of share your thoughts with our audience.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. As I mentioned before, and I'll mention it again, like everyone else, I was appalled by the video. As a law enforcement officer, I am angered, and on a number of different levels. Obviously, the so-called officer who just nonchalantly just knelt on the neck of the person that he was supposed to be, investigating, and then he did it for 8 minutes. And George Floyd didn't really have a chance. He took his life, and that angers me. But I'm also angered by the other officers who were just walking around and look like they don't even know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. You should have acted. You should have stopped him. You tackled him if you had to. As officers, we're sworn to uphold the law and to protect life. And my anger comes from the fact that if you're a police officer and you are too afraid or too cowardly to act, then I have no use for you, period.
You know, any citizen can become an enemy of law and order, and even a law enforcement officer, unfortunately, can become an enemy of law and order. And what I understood from your comments on Friday, and I also understand you to be saying today, is that a police officer, law enforcement man, a deputy, has to be prepared to support law and order against its enemies immediately wherever they come from. And if that happens to be a fellow officer, they're not anymore. They are, at the very least, they need correcting at the moment, and it may be worse than that, but officers have an obligation to protect law and order in every circumstance.
Absolutely. We're sworn to uphold, as you said, law and order, and to protect life. And if you're standing around and you're looking at anyone, whether it's a police officer or anyone else that is injuring somebody, harming someone, we have an obligation to act. And it's just, words can't describe the anger that I feel, the frustration that I feel for just watching that video because of the profession that I have chosen for 34 years. And the men and women that I know that do the job are not like this. And I feel for the family of George Floyd, but I also... and as you mentioned earlier about the peaceful protests that we have here in Pensacola, I understand it. It's warranted. It's justified. And I share the sentiment that it should have never taken place.
You know, one of the things that I have been kind of asking myself since this happened is, you know, if I had been standing there watching, you know, like there were other people obviously standing there watching this play out over the course of 8 minutes. It's unbelievable. 8 minutes and almost 3 minutes that he was unresponsive completely. And they're yelling at him to get off. I mean, you know, would I have had the courage or audacity to physically try to move an officer? I mean, you're watching, Sheriff Morgan called it a murder in slow motion, right? I mean, and that's what you're watching. It's unfathomable to think about that. And, you know, what could even have been done to maybe prevent it at that point? I've talked about this with other law enforcement, but it never bears not dealing with. How do you watch? We had Allison Bennett on the show earlier today. How do you watch your deputies and check with them to make sure that over time they don't change, that they don't become more prone to the use of force, that they don't become more callous, that they don't give in to that sort of other side of what becomes bad law enforcement when they have been trained properly?
Well, I think it's setting a standard and reinforcing that standard every day. It is the use of the in-car cameras that we have. It is the use of our training. It's critiquing ourselves. It's the use of our what we call our blue team, or use of force forms that is reviewed by supervisors. It is setting thresholds on those uses of force so that if it triggers an additional review or that conversation. But it is a day-to-day, an hour-to-hour discussion and a reinforcement of the core values that we have in law enforcement, and that this is acceptable, this is not acceptable. You cannot have training once every couple of years and expect them to continue with that. You have got to show, and you've got by example, that these types of things are not going to be accepted at our agency, and we're not going to accept them as a nation either. You mentioned that I was one of the first ones to come out, relatively strong about this. And I wanted to get out there and say this from a law enforcement officer, this is not acceptable. We are not, we're not all like this. This is what I consider to be unnecessary. This is what I consider to be a crime. I too felt like they should have been obviously fired and quickly arrested. I question why they weren't arrested at a faster pace.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that people understood, and that's all part of that, making sure that people understand what your expectations are and reinforce those on a daily basis.
One of the questions that has kind of come up in response to all of this is, this has moved from being protests about an injustice to at least sometimes, not here, but in some big cities, being a case of violence and looting and criminal misbehavior. And we've even now got people that are defending property with the use of guns. And it raised to me the question of, when looting is taking place, you do not have a threat against a person's life. And typically that's the rule. I have to be afraid of my life for me to use deadly force in response. We have hurricanes. God forbid we have one here, but this does happen. What is the law in Florida when it comes to the use of deadly force in a looting type situation?
Well, the law is like it would in other situations. You have to have a reasonable belief that your life or someone's life is in danger. I think that what you see in some of these riot situations is that people are rightfully protecting their own property. And many times they are doing that with weapons and with guns. And you have the right, certainly have the right to do that. I was watching this morning about a gun store owner, I think it was in New York, where he was inside protecting his own property, and you have someone that's looting your house, someone is kicking in your door. You don't know what they're doing. I think it's safe to assume that they're there to harm you. So if you're on your own property, I think it's reasonable to believe that someone, a gang of people, a couple of people that are trying to break into your house are going to harm you. And if the question is if you are justified in using deadly force, it would have to be a determination made at that moment, at the moment that the shots are fired. But I could think that I can see a lot of reasonable circumstances where an individual would use their weapons to protect their own lives.
And it sounds to me like the key distinction, I'm thinking of like a sign in a neighborhood that says, if you loot, then we're going to shoot. That if it's you coming, if it's a looter coming into my home, I'm probably going to be justified, but if it's if I just see somebody going in somewhere else and I don't know what, and especially if I know there's no people in there, that's a different scenario, and that would be unjustified. Is that do I generally have that right?
Yeah, I think you have different situation there where one is you're protecting yourself or others. If you're saying that someone's breaking, it's like someone breaking into a store at night.
Yeah,
you would call 911. You have a different obligation in that circumstance. But yeah, I will tell you that if I'm in my house and I don't need a sign that says looters will be shot. I don't know that someone will take the time to. If you're going to loot a business, you're not going to take the time to read the signs and the
right.
The dangers and beware of dog signs. You're only concerned with damaging someone's property and entering for no good reason. And so I don't particularly need a sign that says that. You come to my house, that it would be self-evident what's taking place.
Hey, last thing, we only have just a moment, but I did want to give you a chance to talk about, there was a death investigation that you guys are working on at Pensacola Boulevard in Boone. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We put it on our Facebook page on Friday that we were looking for a person of interest as a video of a man that had been walking in the area at the time. I do have to report that we have located, identified that individual, but we still are looking for information on, we found a 40-year-old woman in that area, and she was deceased, and we are treating it as a homicide, and we're asking that anyone that has information on the death of Melissa Toti, to please give us a call and let us know. But we are conducting an active homicide investigation.
All right, very good. Chief Deputy for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Chip Simmons. Chief, it's always good to have you on the program. Thank you so much for taking a stand. Thank you so much for what you do to protect us. We appreciate you.
You bet. Y'all take care.